What comes to mind when I say the word artist? You probably think of a painter or photographer, maybe even a chef working in the culinary arts. What if I told you that you are already an artist and you don't need a shred of artistic or drawing ability to prove it? Do you remember making art as a child? How it made you feel? Well, when was the last time you were creative? When was the last time you felt passionate about the life you're creating for yourself and the people around you? Now, you may not make a living as an artist, but you are the painter, the sculptor, the writer of your own narrative. There is a blank canvas waiting for you to make your mark upon it, and it's called your life. My name is Louie Cathy Zhang, and you're listening to The Purpose Filter, the show that helps living people apply dying lessons before it's too late. I'm here to help you clarify your priorities, unleash your potential, and become the person you most want to be so you can live a meaningful and impactful life as the most authentic version of yourself. This week's episode shows that there are valuable life lessons everywhere we look, and that within each of us lies a creative artist that holds the keys to designing the life we truly want. Take a listen. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Purpose Filter. Hope you are doing incredible. Today's episode is about creativity and being the artist in your own life. Now, this episode came to me while I was watching a show that I love, my husband and I love. It's called Blown Away. And I feel that one of my superpowers is I can find life lessons in just about anything, everyday life. And really, they're all around us if we look for them. And so this show, Blown Away, has been out for 3 seasons now. It started in Canada, I think in 2019. And the premise is it's a reality competition show. They bring together 10 glass artists, glass blowers is what they call them, in North America's largest hot shop. And they give them various challenges to do. Some of the challenges are a little bit more conceptual, like create something that represents your evolution as a glassmaker. And some are more technical and literal, like replicate this tiny little object to scale, and it has to be at least, I don't know, 12 inches big. And I love it because it's a wholesome competition show, kind of like the Great British Bake Off or the Great British Baking Show. If you know that show, we love that show as well. And there are great explanations of like the techniques. There's terminology that kind of flashes across the screen. And, you know, I'll be honest, it's entertaining too, because it's pretty rife with sexual innuendo. The apparatus that they use to heat up the glass to 2000 degrees Fahrenheit is called a glory hole. The winner of each challenge is crowned quote unquote best in blow. And there is an industry term that I learned on this season called boner arm, which essentially is when your arms like lock up because you've been working the glass and, you know, making glass for so long that it just becomes super stiff and you can't really move it. Anyhow, these are just their terms. I didn't make them up. I'm merely the messenger. But they like to call themselves the sweaty armpits of the art world, which I also think is really just intriguing. But what makes it so fascinating is it really makes you take notice of art and glassmaking specifically by taking you behind the scenes of what it takes to make the things that we interact with on a daily basis, and actually how hard it is to create glass and glass art. But this podcast episode isn't specifically about glassmaking, although there are some really great lessons that I want to share with you to be learned from that medium. But it's really to help you draw parallels between creativity, the artist's journey, and how to live your life. So let's jump right in. So number one is when I was watching the show, we take glass for granted. We take art for granted. We take so many things for granted. Glass specifically is everywhere. We don't even realize how much we interact with it on a daily basis. Windows, glassware, cameras, cell phones, mirrors, fiber optic cables are actually made of glass. And here's the thing, how much of your own life are you taking for granted every single day? We assume that we're going to wake up the next day. We assume that we're just going to carry on as normal, thinking that, yeah, it's just another day. Why would I not wake up? Why would I not be able to communicate? Why would I not be able to use all of my limbs? Why would I not be able to tell my loved ones how much I care about them? We take for granted this existence a lot of times. And that's normal. We're just human beings. We just go about doing everything that we do. But the key here is to bring intention and awareness to what we do actually have and the beauty of what surrounds us on a daily basis. The more we can lean into that gratitude, the more we're going to feel that life is just so incredible, even when it's hard, especially when it's hard, because we're able to contrast and compare those beautiful moments with those times when it does get really, really challenging and difficult. Number two, what I love about this show is that, you know, glass breaks and that makes for a lot of drama. You know, just the shattering of glass when you're at a restaurant and someone drops a tray of glasses, it just, everyone stops, everyone gasps. It's just a silence in the restaurant because it's a very stark sound. And everyone knows what it means when glass shatters. It's gone. There's no repair. You just have to pick it up and, you know, get on with it. And it's the same thing with these competitors. One of them was almost ready with their art. They were just about done, going to get it ready for presentation, and it just shattered all over the floor. And this competitor said, look, you can either fuss over what's in front of you, or you can make the most of it and work around it. I mean, what a beautiful lesson, right? And all of these competitors say the same thing. They're like, look, glass breaks. It is what it is. That's what it does. Some days you have a good day in the hot shop. Some days everything seems stacked against you and you're not working well with the material. And that's what happens. It is not about what happens when the glass breaks. It is about how you respond to that, how you pick up the pieces, how you go back, start over, make it even better so that it doesn't happen again. And is the exact same thing in our own lives. You want to talk about glass breaking, you want to talk about shit hitting the fan. Things are going to happen in life, whether to you, for you, whatever it is not necessarily about thinking that this is it. This is a problem that I can't fix. It's about how am I going to solve the issue? How am I going to work around it? How am I going to address it? What is my response going to be to this stimulus, to this challenge? And when it comes to challenges, we have to remember that we already have the tools we need to rise to the occasion, to address the problems at hand, because glass is going to break and life is going to throw us a curveball or two or a lot. And that leads me to lesson number three, which is all about the building blocks of what we're actually creating here. Glass itself as a raw material is made up of sand, soda, limestone, and they have to heat it up in order to be able to work with it. These glory holes that we talked about earlier are heated up to 2000 degrees Fahrenheit. And when they pull it out of there, it's like this glowing, red, hot, molten, like fluid, viscous thing. And then as it cools, they have to shape it and form and mold it so that they can turn it into what they actually want. And the end result, things like tempered glass, can withstand hundreds of pounds of pressure, extreme forces. And it's the same with your life. We have the ability to form and shape and mold our creations, our lives, to turn our vision, our design into the reality that we have dreamt up in our heads from the concept phase. What I love seeing in these competition shows is when they conceptualize the idea at the very beginning. They tell them, here's your challenge. And then they're like, all right, this is what I'm envisioning. This is what I want to do. And then you get to see the creative process along the way and how they execute from vision to end product. It is fascinating. I love watching that. And you, just like any artist, you're going to use different tools to create the desired outcome in your life. Sometimes you'll be using your ingenuity, your charisma, your communication skills. Other times you'll be using your problem-solving skills, your resourcefulness, your patience, your listening skills, determination. You're going to lean into your courage. Whatever it is, you have a toolbox that are going to help you produce something to the best of your ability. And when you're doing that, when you're firing on all cylinders, when you're in flow, that's when passion comes through. And that's lesson number four. These glass artists, they don't seem as though they're paid very well. And they've mentioned it multiple times throughout all the seasons. Even people who own studios, who are bigger names within the industry, they're not rolling in riches. But what comes through so clearly is that there is a deep, palpable love and connection to the medium in which they're creating. And that is so inspiring. One of the contestants, I think, said, glass makes me courageous. And I think that's just a beautiful way of looking at it. And here's a question for you. When was the last time you were so passionate about something? Honestly, when was the last time you felt so deeply connected to something that lights you up inside? And for a lot of people, certainly for myself, many years ago, or even pretty recently, I couldn't answer that question. And I know a lot of us get swept up in the day-to-day and we cannot answer that question for ourselves either. I was once listening to a coaching call and this one coach was asking this woman, she's like, what do you do for fun? What do you do for play? And she could not answer, what does she do for fun? I interviewed someone recently and she was saying as a younger version of herself, she didn't really have any hobbies. She just socialized and, you know, went to happy hour. Those don't count as hobbies. That's just going out and connecting with people. And so it's important for us to be able to recognize what makes me passionate. What do I feel so freaking excited about that I just need to share it with the world? And it's to reconnect with that part of ourselves that's going to make life that much better, that much sweeter, make colors seem more saturated, and just make it feel like life is worth living. And because that passion is so evident within each and every one of them, you can see that there's such a camaraderie, there's such a community within these people. They feel so connected to each other. And that's the fifth thing that I wanted to bring up is it is possible to compete on a competition show or in life without sabotaging other people. Success is not a pie. I say this a lot. Success is not a pizza pie or any sort of pie, cherry, apple, whatever. Just because someone gets a slice does not mean that there is less for you. Compete against yourself, not against other people. You can use them as models for what's possible, but compare yourself today to who you were yesterday, 3 weeks ago, 5 years ago. How have you evolved since then? Are you growing each day? If you're not growing, you're dying. And the key is to find like-minded people, find your tribe, find people who will uplift and support you, people who want the same things that you do. And you will find that you just grow so much faster because proximity is power. You know this already. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I've talked about it in previous episodes. If all of the people that you're hanging out with are perfectly content with the life that they're living, even though their life is, leaving more to be desired, then you're going to feel the same way. Surround yourself with people that inspire you, that make you want to be better as well, and just watch where you go. I promise you. The last thing that I wanted to talk about is the evolution and the growth of the artist and essentially the artist's journey. If you follow any artist over their career, you'll see that their work changes over time. Pablo Picasso had his blue period, his rose period, an African period, and then later delved into cubism and surrealism. Picasso didn't stay the same. Why should you? You are allowed to evolve. You are allowed to change. In fact, it is a requirement of our soul to grow. That's what makes us feel as though we have purpose, meaning. That's what makes life interesting. You'd be bored as hell if you were the same person you were in high school or college. I know I certainly would be. As the artists of our own lives, we too will have certain chapters or periods. It's only natural. Accept it, embrace it, and recognize which phase you're in now and what you want or need to create during this period of your life, during this chunk of time. And look, when it comes to being an artist, there is a quote that I love. It's by Stephen Covey, who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And he says, you are the creative force of your life, right? You are the creative force of your own life. There's more to that quote, but I love those few words. Just remember, you are the glass blower. You are the glass artist. You are the painter. You are the sculptor. You are the writer. You get to choose the design. You create the concept of what your masterpiece is going to be. Your interpretation of life and the world around you. You get to choose the tools that you're going to use. You get to choose the technical difficulty that you're going to make this masterpiece. You're going to create so many pieces of art over your career, over your lifetime as an artist, as a human being. And yes, it's going to be hard work. If you're a glassmaker, you're going to get sweaty and tired and exhausted, and it's going to be hot. Things are not always going to go your way. Your piece will drop on the floor and shatter into a million pieces. The question is, how are you going to respond? And one contestant said it best this season. He said, if glass didn't break, it wouldn't be valuable. And it's the same thing with life. Life itself has inherent meaning, but oftentimes it's not until it is threatened or we recognize the fragility of life that we realize, oh shit, this actually matters. I've got to do something. I've got to change. At the end of the day, will you be able to look back at the breadth of your work, the memories you've created, the connections you've made, the goals you've accomplished, the impact you've made on the world around you, and feel a sense of pride that you've laid it all out on the table, that you've infused each and every piece that you've made, each and every thing that you've done with a part of yourself, that they are an accurate representation of you. The judges, even us as the viewer, when we're watching these shows, can always tell when the artist isn't genuine, when they're holding back, or when they're pandering to the crowd, producing what they think the judges will like, rather than what's true to their own nature as an artist, as a human being. And if you've ever heard the top 5 regrets of the dying from Bronnie Ware, who was a hospice nurse, one of them is, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. And that's exactly what I mean when I say create a life of your own design. You don't need to wait until a traumatic event or your own brush with mortality to change course. I mean, you could be like some of my patients who are riddled with guilt and sadness at the end of life, if they only knew the things that I'm telling you about in this podcast. But I guarantee you, it is so much more fun when you're living in alignment with who you are, what you value, and where you want to see your life go. Life is so much better when you apply these concepts now while you still have the time and energy to enjoy the fruits of your labor, while you can still walk and run and jump rather than becoming winded just by sitting up in bed, while you can still eat and drink delicious food and beverages rather than being nauseous at the mere sight of food and forcing yourself to eat, even though you know you'll probably vomit it up later anyway, while you can still have the mental clarity to communicate and express yourself rather than being in and out of consciousness, not knowing what's going on around you or who you're interacting with. All of this is available to you right now. So go out, go forth, have a little fun, color outside the lines, make a mess, show people who you really are, and create the life that's going to make you so freaking happy, because you are the artist. You get to design what this blank canvas is going to be. You are the writer, the author of what the book of your life is going to say. And that's an incredible power that you have. So don't waste it. Well, who knew we could extract that many lessons from a reality competition about glassmaking and artists in general? You learned how to be more aware of the present, to not take things for granted, how to respond when the metaphorical glass breaks in your life, the tools you already have, those building blocks that will help you create the life you really, truly desire, and the passion that comes through when you're living in alignment. You were reminded that in the art world, as in life, it's vital to find camaraderie, community, and to surround yourself with the people who support you and your growth and evolution as an artist, as the creative force of your life. So go out and create some magic with this life of yours. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other. I'll see you next week.